Hello, hello, hello. Another week in lockdown. Another episode of Random Encounters to help get you through. Or at least get you through 30 minutes of it. It's another week, another Monday. And I just want to thank you for hanging out. Last week's episode with Aaron A. Simon was a lot of fun. So this week, we get into some wrestling. I get to talk to Rocky Romero. Super talented wrestler, manager. He's doing a lot of things for New Japan Wrestling. He's the liaison for English speakers. He's got a big role, and they got a lot of big plans this year that hopefully haven't all been ruined or canceled due to what's been happening with COVID-19. So hope you're staying inside. I'm not going to tell you to disobey what your state's telling you, but if you happen to live in a state that's telling you it's okay to get outside and go back to work, I think you should question it a little bit. I saw some things happen this week in Georgia where they opened it back up, and then it was grand opening, grand closing. So, 1,000 new cases popped up. So please be careful out there. Be good. If you are staying inside, I got more entertainment for you because this Wednesday, Random House Studios is back open. Myself and our special guest, Samus, Dr. Samus. So we're talking a lot about her journey as well as playing you some tunes. It's going to be fun. Last week's show with Open Mike Eagle and Stizza Crack was super fun. A little nerve-wracking for me having two guests at the same time. So I'm going to try not to do that in the future unless I absolutely can't help it. So we got the next couple guests lined up for concerts as well as for podcasts. So keep it locked right here. Make sure you're subscribing. Give us a review. Tell a friend about Random Encounters. And as always, keep it random, y'all. All right, so here's my chat with Rocky Romero. Peace. Hey, yo, this is Mega Ran with another episode of Random Encounters with another esteemed, established, illustrious guest. My guest this time, Rocky Romero. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Despite the world falling apart around us, I'm doing quite well. Yeah.
Considering it's the, end of the world, everything's good. Yeah. In the last 2 weeks or so, how has your world flipped, turned upside down?
Well, definitely, a lot of stuff has been canceled. The company I work for, New Japan Pro Wrestling, our whole tour has been canceled. So now we're just kind of sitting back and waiting for, something to happen, basically, and it's kind of frustrating because we don't know when we're going to be back on and able to do shows. So it's just kind of a sit back and watch game. And, I've been in my house for basically 2 weeks already. The wife got sent home from work 2 weeks ago. So we kind of had a heads up, here in California before the actual governor said, the LA mayor said, stay at home for the shelter, stay at home for 2 weeks. So we basically for sure have another week of this. I assume it's going to be a little longer than that anyway. So, I don't know. I'm just working out from home and just trying to make the best of the situation.
So while you've been home, have you picked up on anything, done anything new, maybe gave something a little more time than you would have in the past?
Started doing some yoga a little more and kind of been focusing on it every day. And, I usually don't work out with my wife, so we're kind of doing it together. And, that's been good. I mean, being a wrestler and traveling constantly and going back and forth from Japan. I mean, definitely, my home life doesn't get the attention that it deserves. So right now has been a great time to just kind of spend time with my wife and my two dogs. And we're actually, it's going really well. We're not sick and tired of each other yet, which is good. We're doing the best. She's working from home. So, I haven't stopped working in the fact that, I'm still doing stuff for New Japan, like podcasts and doing some video stuff for New Japan World. So, we're just kind of trying not to step on each other's toes when it comes to her job and my job. It's definitely, it's been interesting the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, tell me about it. My wife got sent home. Same. We were on a cruise, which was, I guess, the worst place to be, apparently.
Oh, my God.
but it was good in a sense because we were so cut off from the outside world that we didn't want to know. You know, we're like, right. No, I'm not going to get Wi-Fi. I'm not going to watch TV. Like, I don't want to know what's happening out there. And then we get back and, like, the NBA is canceled and all these other things. And we're like, oh, boy.
Yeah, but that's when you knew, like, shit hit the fan was when the NBA got canceled. It was like,
that's real, you know. You're like, oh, okay, this is for real now.
Yeah,
I think everyone
did it pretty early too. You know,
they were one of the first. Yeah. So everyone had to kind of follow suit. Like, okay, if this multi-billion-dollar conglomerate can shut down, then we need to consider doing the same thing. Like my little rap shows definitely need to be canceled.
Right. Same.
Yeah. So have you gotten outside at all? Any sort of, you know, taking walks, anything?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we're still going to the grocery store, like, you know, every week or so. You know, we're trying to separate it. So we have to go like every like 5 to 7 days. So that's been interesting. You know, I've noticed like going earlier is better, you know, and I'm like right in the center of LA. So like, it's pretty crazy. It's a quite populated area. And so when I'm going, I'm like full on, you know, surgical mask, gloves on, you know, and I'm not the only one. There's like, I would say like 30% are doing the same thing and taking it pretty, you know, serious. And even just like shopping, you know, like where you pass by something, you're like being courteous, letting the other person completely pass by before you go and grab, you know, whatever fruit you're going to grab or whatever. And so yeah, that's been interesting. Besides that, you know, just taking the dogs out for walks, like around our area. And that's been, you know, even like that, there's a lot of older people that live in our area and they're all like gloves on, surgical masks, like eyewear, like they're taking it pretty seriously too. So, you know, it's been interesting. And I visited my mom once and then I told my mom, don't leave the house. If you need anything, let me know. I'll drive and make the drive and drop some stuff off to you. Don't leave.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been on to that myself. I'm going to see my mom today after I'm done talking to you, actually.
That's a good son.
try to be a good son. Keeping her still has been the biggest challenge of this entire thing. She didn't want to stop moving until the casino closed. And then she's like, man. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the place you want to be. Yeah, my mom's the same way. She's like super active. You know, she could retire, but she still likes to work. So her job, actually, they just set her up so she can work from home, which is great. So, and she's actually really enjoying that. So, yeah, I just tell her, like, you know, if you don't need to go to the store, don't go to the store. Like, let me order it from Amazon if you need something, and, you know, we'll get it to you in a couple of days, you know, just chill out. So now she's got me ordering stuff from Amazon like all the time, which is cool.
Nice. I'm the same way. I'm like, hey, you got a phone cord coming, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the most random of things that I don't want her going to the freaking Dollar General for.
Right. Exactly.
It's been crazy. You guys haven't run out of toilet paper, have you?
No, we got, you know what though? We got like 4 rolls left and we're just like, we're being real cautious. And I ordered some just from Amazon, like a big bulk order, like the toilet paper that you just go to like public bathrooms and there's just like these huge rolls. So I ordered like 4 of those, like, but yeah, they're like industrial. So like, they're not going to come though for like another probably 3 weeks or so, cause they're so backed ordered. So, I was pretty early on it too. And I was like one of the early ones to grab those, I feel like. And so, yeah, we got to wait about 3 weeks. So I think we could make it, you know, like with these 4 rolls, hopefully. It's just me and my wife. So, yeah. And then, you know, then we should be good. Then we're going to be golden. I mean, we're going to have so much toilet paper. I mean, we're going to be flossing. I'm going to stunt on Instagram with those things. I mean, it's going to be great.
I'm just going to wrap myself up like a mummy. Like, yo, we got mad toilet paper over here.
Look at it. I mean, that's like the new floss of 2020. You know, it used to be like gold chains and Jordans. And now it's like, how much fucking toilet paper do you have? You're like, it's crazy.
Yeah, thank God for my wife. We got a Costco membership a while back, and we got so much toilet paper to the point where like where we're just like, you know, things you're going to know you're going to use, that's the stuff that you buy in bulk. You know, right. Like this is only going to be used over time. So yeah, we got maybe about 10 left, but you know, okay. we're
going to last. Sparingly. Yeah, exactly. Same. That's so crazy that was like the first thing to go. People were like, oh, whole toilet paper, like of all things, like they didn't think about like water, nothing. It was really toilet paper just went crazy. I mean, like, so strange.
I can't understand it. All right, well, let's get into some professional talk. You have, you've wrestled all over the world. You've been everywhere. Can you give me like, what's a major difference of, let's say, wrestling in Mexico versus Japan versus the US? If it's either the crowds or the way that you guys have to approach it, what is like the biggest difference in wrestling in different places?
Well, definitely in America, I would say like that's kind of the middle point between Japan wrestling and like, you know, like say like Mexican wrestling. So, you know, it's very entertainment based, but it's also, you know, appreciated if you're a good athlete as well. And I would say the crowds are, you know, can be pretty rabid, you know, but not as extreme as like Mexico, where like, you know, like you, if you're so good at your job of being like a heel or a bad guy, I mean, like you'll get stabbed or like they'll throw stuff like rocks, cement rocks. Like I've had the cement rocks and like glass bottles thrown, you know, like not like, you know, like in the US they'll throw like paper, like whatever they got like there, maybe a beer in a foam, you know, foam cup or something. But, you know, in Mexico, like I've been like nicked with stuff. I don't even, you know, like on like, go, cause they're, you know, you're going through the crowds. There's not, the security's not that great, you know? So like, you're actually like physically walking through the crowd and, you know, people can get a little crazy. And if you ruffle their feathers. So I would guess that's like, yeah, Mexico, but like Mexico, it's also more of like traditional, you know, because of the you know, the Mexican wrestling with the masks and what they're really good at too is obviously the high flying maneuvers and kind of like the fast paced style, but also just like the presentation, like with costumes and color. I mean, like they really, I think, are the top of the top when it comes to the presentation, like that, you know. And then Japan, I think, is kind of a mixture because it's got like the sport element, the traditional part, like Japan has, but also it's rooted more in like martial arts, you know? So it's a less high flying. It's like, you know, like you'd be more using more like realistic type movements and maneuvers. And then, but now, you know, because of American wrestling, it's still got that flair and that kind of entertainment value, but it's not really like an over the top entertainment value. It's more rooted in reality.
What is something that you wish you knew when you started out that you know now, and that could have either saved you some time, maybe some injuries, or maybe some hard knocks?
Right.
In the beginning.
Save your money. You know, when you make it, save it, you know, don't spend it on, you know, stupid stuff. Definitely that would be one. Like, just don't be scared to try new stuff, you know. And you don't, like, you should listen to people who have done it before, you know, but you should always have that room to just do your own thing as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think a lot of people will always tell you, oh, this is how it has to be, this is how it has to be. And it's like, that worked for you doesn't necessarily it's going to work for me the exact same way, because I'm different. My situation is different, you know? So you got to be able to take that in and listen to it and then try to piece together what you think might work for you, you know, and then execute it no matter what anybody says, you know?
That's good advice. I found the same thing in my path in music, you know, where people say, all right, there's a right way to do this thing. There's one way in X, Y, and Z. And then you find yourself kind of maybe wanting to do it a little different. And people around you are like, oh, no, but this is the way it has to be. And finding my path throughout that, like, you know, doing it wrong, making those mistakes, mm-hmm. and then learning from them, because they can make you better. And also, they may not even be mistakes, you know. There is no one way to be a creative, or at least in music. And I guess this would be the same in pro wrestling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, like, I'm so happy, you know, with how many times I've failed, you know what I'm saying? Because out of the failure, you know, I've really been the most prosperous, you know, like, and I've grown way more than I ever could if I didn't fail, you know? So I'm really happy to have the, you know, have had those experiences, and, you know, and I don't try to, obviously it sucks when you fail, you know, and like the feeling of being right in the thick of it and being like, man, this is not working. This sucks, you know, but, also, I'm not afraid to fail, and it's kind of, it's really made me stronger, because it's also made me want to do other things. So, like, even like trying acting stuff, and you know, living in Los Angeles, trying to take advantage of that. Going to auditions are terrible, but I try to be like, you know what, this is a challenge. I mean, make it fun. You know, like, who cares if you fail? It doesn't matter. You know, you're going to learn something. You're going to come out and you're going to be a better actor out of that, you know, you're going to flip that experience and turn it into something else, music, or, you know, turn it into something that useful for wrestling. You know, it may not come now. It may come like 10 years from now, you know, you never know. So, and just taking all these experiences and just, you know, taking as much out of them as you can is always just great as a creative, and to grow, you know.
That's a good segue to my next question, which it would be, why do people, particularly people in pro wrestling, why would a person fail at attempting pro wrestling? What are some reasons, you think?
I mean, it's definitely not, you know, it's a tough business, you know. There's only so many spots for people to make a living, you know, due to the fact that, you know, there's only X amount of spots, you know, and it's become a little easier over the last probably 4 or 5 years, you know, being an independent, you know, you can make a good living, but like, even like with the current situation, I mean, really the people who are the independents are really, getting hurt by this whole situation, because they're just not able to wrestle, you know, and that's their main source of income. You know, I think that for most people, they don't take it seriously enough and like treat it like a business as opposed of like a hobby. You know what I'm saying? So like, which is fine, you know, like I'm totally okay. But like, I think to make it and for people to take you seriously, I mean, you got to think that like, this is an actual business. You know, the time that you're putting into it, the money that you're putting into it is like, you're hoping to get a return at some point, right? Whether it's now 5 years, 10 years, or in a year, you know? So I feel like people sometimes are so quick because I think they want it to come now instantly. And, you know, it takes time to build a fan base. It takes time to build a reputation. It takes time to build yourself and your skills, you know? It takes time to build a network, because a network is so important, you know? Making relationships with people, other promoters, other wrestlers. That, I mean, that's really how you get turned on to more work, you know? I think it takes time, and I think people kind of think that it's going to happen instantly sometimes. And I think that it kind of hurts them. So like, they'll give it like a year or two and then they're just like out. And I understand, like, you know, if you're not making money at it or whatever, but I mean, I just think it's a return, you know? So it's like the stock market, you know, like you put money into it now. I mean, really, you're not going to make money until, you know, 30 years from now, 25 years from now. So it's like, why you can't think of it that way, you know?
Absolutely. It's the idea of the overnight success, you know, being a myth, because every overnight success you see pop up probably has had years of work, you know, behind the scenes before you heard of them. So, yeah, it's totally the same in music. So that's why I want to switch gears to that. Where did the music come from? Was that something in you where you were always musically inclined? You wanted to write songs, or did it pick up after a certain point? What inspired you to get going on that?
I've kind of, you know, I was in like a church choir as a kid, and then, you know, for a couple of years. And then I was in bands in high school, and I kind of was like, always liked creating music. I liked, you know, writing, you know, little, you know, songs and things, but, I kind of got away from it because all the focus was on wrestling, you know? So I just really put my everything into that. So, and then I think like, once I kind of reached a certain level, I still had the music thing that I always liked to play with, you know? So then I really didn't have the opportunity to do it because of I'm traveling. It's not like you can have a band or whatever, you know, like, you know, at this time I was living in Mexico City and I was wrestling down there. And then all of a sudden, you know, there was a similar situation to like what's going on now. We were wrestling, you know, 3-4 times a week, 5 times a week. And then all of a sudden the narco wars came, you know, and they basically stopped all the shows, you know? So yeah, we couldn't really wrestle, or we might wrestle like once a week. So, I mean, I had, you know, 6 days off of not doing anything and not being creative, not wrestling, and just kind of like, and I was also kind of miserable in the situation that I was in, like, you know, the company I was working for, and just not very happy, creatively. So I kind of needed another outlet. So I got on, you know, I got a laptop and I started, researching, like, you know, how to make music like from your laptop. Cause I kept seeing that people were making this, you know, beats and things with this thing called FL Studio Fruity Loops. And I was like, what is this thing? So I got the program, illegally, I think. and then I just started playing with it. And I was like, oh wow, I didn't realize how powerful, you know, this tool is. You know, it's on your laptop, all the music is in there, all the sounds that you need are in there, and you know, how much you can create. So I just started writing songs and like making beats, and my neighbor was Mark Corleone, and he kind of always like would write raps. He's like really, you know, really intelligent guy. He's really good writer. So he would come over and we would just hang out, and we would, like, you know, I think one summer we probably made like 100 songs, you know, and some of them were finished, some of them were unfinished, you know, but we wrote and we just recorded like with a little crappy mic that I had. And that's all we would do because we had nothing else to do, you know, and it was fun, and it was, you know, it was a ton of fun. And so that experience, and then I just kind of continued to make beats and write. And then finally I was like, one day this is going to pay off in some kind of way, and where I'm going to actually use this little skill that I'm kind of developing. And then it did when I started making the entrance music for myself, and you know, like for me and Trent for Roppongi Vice, and for me and Kozlov with Forever Hooligans, and then Roppongi 3K. And then that kind of inspired me, like, okay, I made these songs and people seem to like them, you know, and they seem to work. So why don't I do like a whole little project, you know? So I did like the 2 mixtapes, the Roppongi Vice mixtapes. And then and then the last one, the Sneaky Style, which Mega Ran makes an appearance on.
Hey, yeah, that's right. That's correct. Thanks for having me on that, by the way.
No, thanks for doing it. I appreciate it.
That was a really fun time working on that track. So what are you nerding out on now? We just talked about picking up on new skills and learning new things and giving it time. Is there a thing you've seen, maybe a TV show? I don't know, whatever. Something that in this time maybe you've picked up on and you've been like, this is kind of cool.
I'm trying to reassess what my goals are, I think, for 2020. And, you know, so like I've really been, you know, trying to do the right thing about eating right and working out. You know, I'm still hoping that we're going to be able to, you know, wrestle and compete for, you know, for the Best of Super Junior coming up in May and June. So kind of my focus is on that. And then, besides that, I mean, I try not to watch the news much, you know, but, let me see if there's not really been any TV shows. Oh, me and the wife have really been looking back at just kind of like older, films, like and not that old, but even just like from the early and mid 90s, you know, kind of films. Like the other night we watched Studio 54. She had never seen that, you know, like just certain films that, you know, she hadn't really seen, that I kind of knew. And and I think we're gonna go back a little further to maybe some like 70s and 80s films, and which is cool. They're so easy to find now, you know. It's like they're all in one place, you know, Prime or whatever, and it's so much easier than it was, or going to like a video store back when I was a kid, you know.
Right, you go in Blockbuster, you hope and pray right. that they had the one you wanted. Man, Friday was our Blockbuster night. We would go in, we were out to get a movie and a game, and you just hoped and prayed that they had, because they'd have the box, but you would hope that the tape was actually behind
exactly,
the box.
Exactly.
And man, it was a crazy time.
And trying to get there early enough before like the crowd comes in, then takes all the good stuff, you know?
You never do. I would ask them like, okay, so when is this supposed to come back? What day is it coming back? Oh man.
Exactly.
Now it's all at our fingertips.
It is. I've been playing Red Dead online. That's been fun. Red Dead 2 online. I've been just kind of going into that. Like when I don't have anything else to do, I'm like, okay, what do I do with my time now? Okay, I'll only get on online and play Red Dead. So that's been fun. What else? Like basically that's been, my days are just kind of working out right now and hanging with the wife and watching movies and doing some work here and there in between while I just kind of sit around and wait.
Yeah, we're all in the waiting game.
Yeah, I'm writing some songs too. I am writing some songs. I'm working on some music too a little bit. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. That's always fun. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah.
All right, so what is left to accomplish? I feel like you've been around the world. You've done so much personally and professionally. You talked about goals. Do you have any goals that are still unchecked that you need to knock off before it's all over?
I think it's like now, there's so many new wrestling fans who are, I feel like unfamiliar with myself and some of the things that I've done, like some of the newer fans that have just kind of started, during this little, revolution of wrestling that we've had in the last couple of years. So I want to introduce them more to my stuff because they kind of, as a wrestler, because they kind of know me as like a commentator for New Japan, or they'll know me as like the mouthpiece for Roppongi 3K or whatever. So they don't really know me as the wrestler Rocky Romero. So a short-term goal is to, reintroduce everybody to, what kind of got me here, and that's the wrestling. So that's important to me. Another goal, I would love to win the IWGP Junior title once as Rocky Romero. And, I did win it back in the day as Black Tiger, but I would love to, hold it as myself. I think that'd be cool. And, the other is right now, I'm signed long-term to New Japan. So I really want to just help in any possible way to, spread, what I think is the greatest wrestling product on the planet, just to more people and get more eyes on it. So I kind of want to help out in that way and really show, everybody what we're all about. And then, I want to do some more acting stuff. I would definitely want to do some more music stuff and more collabs. And that's just been a really fun thing to kind of work on and do. And just to, see you could put it out there and, people can check it out and give you comments and feedbacks on it. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, some more of that stuff. And, and then just get through this situation right now,
Yeah, that's a short-term goal, is to
for sure
make it through this without strangling somebody.
Right.
Hopefully not a loved one.
Yeah.
I will say, though, you are doing an awesome job, I think, as an ambassador for New Japan for like English speakers and things like that. It's been, I think for me, that might have been even the way that I got into it, was just watching maybe you doing recaps or podcasts or on commentary and then going back and digging up your work, through that. So I do agree. I do think it's the absolute best wrestling on the planet. And sometimes people just need a gateway, or a way into it without, feeling intimidated by, the language barrier or whatever it is. So you do a great job with that. So I just wanted to shout you out and say thanks for that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. We got so many big projects coming up this year. August 22nd, I should say, we're doing MSG, our return to MSG. And this time, it's not with, excuse me, it's not with another partner. It's fully us alone, New Japan. And we're going to bring you a Wrestle Kingdom style event. It's going to, it's called Wrestle Dynasty. August 22nd, MSG. So it's gonna be pretty big, So I'm excited about that one the most this year.
I'm really excited too. Last time I was, well, the only time I'd been in MSG was for the Supercard of Honor show, and to be up close and seeing that kind of great action, I can only imagine, what New Japan will bring out for that show. So, fingers and toes crossed that everything goes as according to plan, yes, and things are back on track by that time, because I'm really looking forward to the present and future of New Japan. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I think we're going to wrap up there. But as always, give the people how they can find you on all the socials and all the things you're up to.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Azuka Rock, AZUCARROC. You can find me on both platforms. I just joined TikTok. I haven't really done too much on there, but I'm planning all kinds of crazy stuff. So follow me there. And then just follow, New Japan, NJPW1972.com. You can get all the info for Madison Square Garden coming up August 22nd. Pre-sale tickets. All you got to do is sign up to get access to pre-sale tickets. And that's April 8th. That opens up, and then Generals April 10th. So get on it, get your seats. It's going to be an amazing event, and we're all excited. And then just check me out on Spotify, Rocky Romero. Pretty easy.
Nice. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Stay safe. Keep washing them hands, and I'll see you at a show soon, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, brother.
All right. All right. That was Rocky Romero. Thank you so much for the time, and make sure you check him out. He's got music. He's doing podcasts with Gallows and Anderson. So yeah, there's a lot of cool creative stuff happening right now because everybody got nothing but time. So I know that your time is precious, even though you got nothing but time. So I won't hold you up any longer. Just wanted to remind you that I'm doing 2 songs a month on Patreon, patreon.com/MegaRam. Also, I am streaming on Twitch. We're so close to 200 subscribers. And with that, I will get a haircut on stream by my wife. That's right. So go to twitch.tv/mega_ran. And I'm going to leave you with some good words for hard times. And these are from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope. All right, y'all. Be good. Be safe. Talk to you soon.